Welcome back to the Suitors Podcast. In the last episode, we heard how the police officer of Bhim Chandra was sent to Anandpur Sahib to convince Guru Gobind Singh of the benefit of handing over the elephant to Bhim Chandra to have good relations between these two parties. Chapter 35 now begins describing how the plume-wearing guru was hearing all of these words embedded with such deceitful lies from the police officer. The plume-wearing guru then spoke fearlessly, saying, "When you were near the hill ruler, how did the king say this? What did he say exactly? Did you hear the arrogant words of his when he spoke? How can we have relations with him? The liar, the deceiver is acting so insincerely." At that point, he was saying that if the relations break apart, then where would the guru reside? That the guru's house has ruined relations with the ruler of Delhi, Aurangzeb, where the elder guru, Guru Tegh Bahadur, left for the heavens. How can that pompous, smug ruler understand the hopes of the guru? He kept the great honor of the Hindus, Guru Tegh Bahadur. Becoming the superior of Aurangzeb, he left his body behind. This is what all the wise know. In the world, there is no one who is going to remain here. Whoever is born will be destroyed. And even then, listen. Those who are benevolent to others, with great wisdom, they leave their body behind. Understand them to be living within the world. Understand as evidence the praise of them being recited wherever one goes. Look within your heart and think about this. He is criticizing his elders, the greats of old. In this world, who remains living? Babur and others, Babur being the first Mughal emperor from the 16th century. All these guys with their vast armies and great strength, death has eaten them all up. But those people are blessed who have obtained great praise. Oh, police officer, you reside near the king. Miracles are a cause of great chaos and conflict. Do not request or seek any miracles in deceptive falsehood. With an honest heart, absorb yourself in the remembrance of the divine Hari. In the Guru's house, all items, all material wealth is here in full. One quickly obtains it all with faith. If one, by some means, acts ill or harshly towards the Guru's house, well, they fall on the ground and experience great pain. The great material possessions of milk, kids, wealth, houses, elephants, horses, all the treasures and jewels of the world, the best out of everything, these are all plentiful within the Guru's house. They are obtained by those who become its servant. By showing one's strength and arrogance, coming in opposition to the Guru arriving here, requesting while presenting your force, well, you'll only obtain the edge of our Khadag sword. So when Guru Gobind Singh said these words, speaking about the discussion that Bhim Chand had in solitude with his close courtiers, hearing this, the police officer was in shock. He began thinking, nobody came here before me, and that plan was made with just the close inner circle. This Guru is truly the knower of all hearts. What was said over there, the Guru has understood. So the officer recognized the great glory of the Guru, how vast it was, how the Guru, Bhagavan, was the master of all. He quickly then got up and he requested to the Guru, standing in front, facing on with the compassionate Guru. He said, he made his mind like a bumblebee, desiring the lotus-like feet of the Guru. He clasped his hands together in front of the Guru. He lowered his head and he said, "Forgive me for this inappropriate behavior of mine. I am a liar. I have spoken insincerely to you. This all happened in my ignorance of you, but please now understand me as your servant and place your grace upon me. Only a fool, someone ignorant, would orchestrate a scheme, such fraud against you. Those who do not understand your praise are such unfortunate people. How could one try to scheme or deceive you? The whole world is known to you, like a flower in your hand is known to you. We always live in the subservience to that king, Bhim Chandra. For the sake of our salary, our livelihood, we listen to him. For this very deceitful and vile reason, O Prabhu, I've come here into your presence. The king had, in a very closed session meeting, made this plan. Only the close courtiers, the ministers, and I were there making this plan. There weren't a lot of people there. From your mouth, I've heard it, exactly as we talked about it there. That which was said so far from here and anybody else. And now in my mind, I have full faith in you. And seeing your two lotus-like feet, I've come into your sanctuary. Bhim Chandra is an idiot, highly arrogant. His unfortunate fate has arisen. He has not understood your praise. And for the sake of this prasad, the elephant, he has created this conflict. The minister there had said to Bhimchand that he should understand you to be seated on the throne of the exalted Guru Nanak, that he should become a servant, humble, and then he'll obtain it all. Don't needlessly concoct this conflict. But Bhimchand did not agree to that. He did as he liked, and for the sake of this elephant, he taught me what to say here, but you know it all, O knower of hearts, Guru Gobind Singh. Just like you say, I'll go back and say that. At that point, the exalted true guru proclaimed from his mouth, a house was made in the village of Balochi. In a previous life, you were a Sikh there, a servant, and now you have understood. Go back to the ruler and say to him, expand on this, that the saying of a Sikh, the request of a Sikh cannot be erased. A guru cannot go back on that. If he said not to give out the elephant beyond the house of the guru, then this is the desire in my mind to keep this word. Hearing this, we said to our Sikh that we will obey it accordingly. We will not give out the elephant to anybody else, and for this reason, we will not make their word go false and go back on our plan. That word, which the whole world knows, which is apparent that we made this agreement, that is why we cannot give out the elephant. So go tell this to Bhimchand in this manner. Hearing this, he will become very mad in his heart. He will try to scare us with his strength and his force, and then give him this message, that if he wants our best elephant, then he'll have to fight us for it. There are no women or eunuchs here who would be afraid of hearing these tales of warfare. Everybody around me are warriors who are greatly enjoying and engaging themselves with weapons, wielding weapons and practicing target shooting. Amongst them, they hold firm to the warrior lifestyle. I really desire to test them out in warfare. And when we face enemies in the battlefield, there will be a vicious battle that will commence. I am good either way. Both ways are pleasing to me. Oh, hail ruler. Do as you like. The officer heard this and clasped his hands together and said, who could even look at you? Those who do not have good fortune, they come hostile towards you and obtain just pain. The officer said this and he took his leave. When he stepped out, he was really humbled. He was thinking about the praise of the guru and how the king, the idiot, had become so stubborn in his heart. He then arrived back in Bilaspur, the kingdom of Bhimchand, and he went to meet with him where the king was seated. He bowed down. He then sat near the king. The king saw him coming in empty-handed and said, tell me, officer, you went to go see the guru. Tell me whatever conversations you had. Tell me it all. Did he agree or did he not? Does he want friendship or does he want conflict with us? And then at that point, the officer clasped his hands together and told him the whole story. He said, the guru knows the inner workings of everybody's heart. In front of them, deceit does not work. From whom I listened to, and I was amazed. That plan, which was schemed up in solitude, he told me all about that. He told me other things as well. That guru, who is the ocean of both bliss and discernment, he spoke about his other desires, his hopes, that when one becomes the servant of the guru's house, they obtain all they desire, everything. And those who arrogantly try to exert force on the guru's house, requesting things, they see only the edge of the Kartik sword from a mighty warrior. There's no delay, no hesitation from us at all in this. And the battlefield, he says, will immediately destroy all the enemies. Those who with injustice and oppression spring forth in their strength, they will not be victorious. They will not have anything good come to them. They will be defeated. At that point, the minister then chimed in and he said, in my mind, conflict is not good. In Anandpur, the city of bliss, I've only seen such happiness. Warriors are adorned with weapons, or elsewhere they are showing off their beautiful horses adorned with fabrics of various colors. It's like a capital of a great emperor. Only the defeat of the enemy is visible there. Nothing else is hidden. It's all apparent for you to see, and you've understood this as well. What story can I tell about the guru? I've properly understood that the guru, no matter what, will not give the elephant up. Leave this hostility behind in your mind. The exalted plume-wearing guru is a great warrior. What is this poor elephant? For the sake of it, you're going to create such hostility? That is not right. That is not appropriate. Even now, let's figure out and have friendship so we can live in happiness, so that you can have all your heart's desires obtained in bliss. The king heard this, and he began thinking in his heart that this officer was singing the praises of the guru like some bard. He was thinking, I will send a messenger and get real intel of what's going on there, and after some days, I will leave this matter behind. In hearing all of this, the king then said, I have now accepted what you have said. The resolute minister and the wise officer and others have greatly praised the Guru. I will remain resolute for some days, and closer to the wedding, I will request it again. Then, at that point, it will be imperative that I take the elephant, that one elephant, and that beautiful tent. In whatever way as appropriate, I will request these items. And during the wedding, I'll show them. Friendship is created from both sides, not just one. From just one, it doesn't take form. From your saying, I will now leave this behind, and then later on, I'll get those two items, the elephant and the tent. So the minister heard this and praised the king greatly, saying, "This is so great, and what you have desired now, this is amazing." This is how chapter 35 concludes. We will continue on with these stories in the next chapter, so that's where we'll pick up next time. But as always, we'd like to thank those who have been supporting the podcast through the Manglacharan Patreon page. ਗੁਰੂ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਿੰਘ ਨੇ ਧਰਮ ਨਗਾਰਾ ਮਾਰਿਆ ਨਿਰੰਗਾ ਤੁਰਕੜਾ ਖਿੱਚਿਆ ਹੰਕਾਰਾ ਧਰਤੀ ਪੈ ਗਿਆ ਹਰਚਲਾ ਕਰ ਛੋਟੇ ਕਰ ਬਾਰਾ ਐਸੇ ਧੁੰਦ ਕਲੇਸ ਮੈਂ ਖੱਬਿਓ ਸਭ ਸੰਸਾਰਾ ਰਾਜੇ ਸ਼ਾਹ ਵਜੀਜੜੇ ਦਾ ਮੋਸੀ ਸਾਰਾ ਸੱਚੇ ਸਰਗੁਰ ਬਾਜ ਨਹੀਂ ਕੋਈ ਪੈ ਕੱਟਣ ਹਾਰਾ ਮੀਣੀਏ ਮਸੰਦੀਏ ਨੜੀ ਕੁੜੀ ਕੋ ਮਾਰ ਕੇ ਉਹਦੇ ਹੱਥ ਤੱਕ ਭਾਜੜਾ ਪਾ ਕੇ ਆਉਣਗੇ ਗੁਰਾਂ ਦੇ ਪਿਆਰੇ ਜਗਾਉਣਗੇ ਜਗਾਰੇ ਗੱਜ ਕੇ ਜਗਾਰਾ ਜਾਵੇ ਨਾਲ ਹੋ ਜਾਵੇ Oh,